Welcome back here to Tell the Band to Go Home, a singer-songwriter show of sorts originating on UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Jeff Robson. You can contact me, and I'd love it if you did, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Always love to hear from you. Requests, suggestions, what do you want to hear? What do you want to know? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to shut up about? I don't know. Let me know. You know? Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all kinds of podcasts and information and stuff. Our upcoming events page, we can tell you what's going on, where you need to be in Winnipeg, stuff like that, you know. All right, so let's see here. What are we going to do? How about some new music? We played all that old crap in the first hour. How about some new music? Well, this new music includes some covers of some old crap. Actually, I don't know how old this song is. I just know I know it. I don't know why. I don't know how. I just do, I think. I've heard it before. Interesting cover, anyway. And it's going to link us back one more from the Lowest of the Low. Of course, we heard them from Shakespeare My Butt, their 30-year-old album. Oh, my God, I'm so old. They also have a brand new album as well, just came out this past week. It's called Taverns and Palaces Live, recorded live at the Horseshoe Tavern and Lee's Palace in 2019, and now released as a new record. And it's got some fun stuff on it. It's got the old classics, it's got the new stuff, and it's got at least one weird cover. This one features Sky Wallace on this track, and I don't know whose song it is. I don't. I just know that I know it.
Can keep my hands to myself. Gonna dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. And kiss my little baby girls in me. Well, am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Well, I've been feeling it since 1966, yeah. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Well, let me kick it like it's 1986, yeah. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Got another mouth to feed. Babysitter, mama called the baby good. Gone with the funny lead. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. I've been feeling it since 1966, yeah. Might have had your fear, but you're feeling still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, yeah. Ooh, let me kick it like it's 1986, yeah. Oh, might have had your fear, but you're feeling still.
We could find a war for peace. Came out to that easy living, go back to my hopes and dreams. And flipping from my enemies. We could make it till the walls come down.
Stop looking a little to the kids in the middle, but I'm feeling fires that won't bother me. Here's it coming, here's it coming, here's it coming. Is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming back? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Yeah, your love is an abyss for my heart to eclipse. Yeah, might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Yeah, well, I've been feeling it since 1966. Yeah, might be over now, but I feel it still.
Thank you very much for Lost with the Love.
Said this ain't over yet. I've said things that I regret. Won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. Nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken.
Broken and love gets bruised when we light that same old fuse. was the youngest of five and the only son. He called his wife by a nickname, as his father had done. Not the root, not the branch, not the flower to stand. He had the wildest of dreams, but he rarely remembered them. Turn the red rose, paint the red rose blue. What was he to do but turn the red rose? Turn the red rose, paint the red rose blue. What was he to do?
To rise down with the sun in the heavy eyes. Digging in the soil, getting dirt on the hands. I'm working on love like I'm working on the land. Underneath the sun when the sky rings blue, listen to the song of the bird ring true. Underneath the shade where the oak tree stands, I'm working on love like I'm working on the land.
Turned into sunshine.
Oh, well, thank the research department for sending that one over. A new dog song. Everybody likes the dog songs. It's Dogs Run On from Maya de Vitry. I don't know. She sounds a lot like Anna Eggie, I think, with some Waylon Jennings harmonies on there. It's lovely stuff there. Good new music. She's got a new record coming called Violet Light. Features a different band on every track, which is interesting. Before that, we heard Jamestown Revival, a new one called Working on Love from their upcoming record called Young Man. Before that, something brand new from Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Elvis has no business sounding as good as he has for the past little while. It just makes no sense at all. But I tell you, he sounds pretty strong. Paint the Red Rose Blue from the upcoming record, The Boy Named If. Before that, oh my God, I had written off this band so long ago. Their first couple of records, absolutely stellar, and then a whole bunch of steaming piles of poo after that, I thought. I don't know. They got so boring and predictable and normal. But I don't know. They might be teasing me back in. I'm intrigued by the new tracks from Band of Horses. They're starting to sound interesting again. They got an upcoming record called Things Are Great. And maybe they are. Maybe they will be. I don't know. We heard In Need of Repair from the upcoming record from Band of Horses. And I tell you, I haven't been excited about a Band of Horses record for a long time. Those first two records were so great. And then I pre-ordered the next record. I forget what it's even called. It's the one with, it had Laredo on it. Is that what it's called? I don't know. Pre-ordered the record. I think I got like the deluxe package with a bunch of crap. And then I got the record and I was like, I pre-ordered this? This is what I wanted? This is what I paid for? It's not what I wanted. I don't know. And I was done ever since, but might be back. Before that, a surprise second volume of American Aquariums Fund project called Slappers, Bangers, and Certified Twangers. And on the first volume, they covered some pretty cheesy and ridiculous stuff. Toby Keith and Sawyer Brown and whatever. And there's some good stuff on the second one. And I don't even feel guilty about it. Nobody Wins There, Radney Foster. That record, Del Rio, Texas, 1945, is it? Absolutely incredible record. I don't care what you say. If you want to fight me on this one, go ahead and try. You're wrong. It's a great record. And I love it. And I love that song. I think I'd rather hear the original, maybe, than the American Aquarium version. It's also got Small Town Saturday Night on it, which is also a certified classic. And also, I think I'd rather hear Hal Ketchum do that one. But, you know, good on old whatever his name is, you know, that guy. Jesus. Barham, BJ. BJ Barham. That guy, good on him for, you know, making some fun records and, you know, bringing back some 90s. I know Sean Burns hates that stuff. And Sean Burns, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. Have some fun, Sean Burns. Lighten up. Lighten up. Stop taking yourself so seriously, Sean Burns. Jesus. Sean Burns playing Friday night at the High and Lonesome Club with the Lost Country. And he's teasing it as perhaps the last time we see the lineup featuring Grant Siemens, and he's got no Lost Country gigs booked ever again. So be the final Sean Burns and Lost Country show. He's going to go and tile bathrooms after this. He's not going to, no, I don't know what he's going to do, but we'll see them again. I'm not buying it, but I'm going to go on Friday night to the High and Lonesome Club just in case. Well, no, just because I love them, really. What the hell am I talking about? I don't know. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Lowest of Low off the top with Feel It Still from Taverns and Palaces. There, good stuff. All right, do we need some Christmas content on the show? Is that a thing? Is that a law? I don't know. You want Christmas content, listen to the Christmas Juggernaut over on CKUW on Wednesday nights. I don't need to do that. Do I need to do a Christmas show next week? I feel like, I don't know, it'll be our last show before Christmas, but it's like a whole week before Christmas or something. I don't know. Does anybody care? Do I do it on Boxing Day? Does anybody care? Is anybody even listening? I'll play it too. One brand new thing just came out, just snuck out from an old favorite of ours. And then just a cover I found. Why not? Here's something brand new, reminding you that it could be Christmas Eve day coming up next week. I don't know. Here's something new from Matt Mays.
your child, what have you been dreaming for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. Now way with Rudolph, he was rolling like a shooting star. Run, Rudolph, and Santa got the big in the town.
Yes, sir. Georgia Satellites there with a cover of Run, Run, Rudolph. Before that, something brand new from Matt Mays, Christmas Eve Day. There's your Christmas segment for the week. Good enough, right? Right. Maybe we'll play a bunch of Christmas music. What's your favorite Christmas music? Do you want to hear that next week? I don't know. Let me know. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Still looking for suggestions for the best of 2021, you know, the best of list. I haven't quite figured that one out yet. If you got any suggestions, Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. All right, what else are we going to play here? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we got another dead guy to pay tribute to. Not a guy who really gets a lot of attention or anything around here, I suppose, but notable for a bunch of reasons, you know, in spite of being part of a made-for-TV novelty boy band, the guy had some real talent, and it was an influence on a lot of people. So pay tribute now to the late, great Mike Nesmith, and here to tell his story is Scott McCoy and the Minus Five.
Fine young man took up a guitar in big Texan hands, rode into town for the picture show, heard about a gig on the radio, thrown into the sky with three other bright stars, lights, cameras, girls, guitars, got up so high it was hard to breathe, the tent collapsed and it took his leave. Stuck out his thumb on the great highway with with a neon sign that said, going your way. A lonely light did lead him along, a pebble skipping across the pond. He gave some here and he took some there, settled in the town of anywhere. Radio tower and a signal wave pulsed in his blood and he forgot to shave. He drifted off for a nice long nap. When he awoke he couldn't find his cap. Looked under his bed and over the stars to the other side where the lost caps are. The other side where gods and guides take their sweet time choosing upsides, deciding who gets which helmet or which map, or what to do with the lost wool cap. He lowered it down just above his hands to see if he might ever want to understand the difference between begging and praying, between going home and never staying. Yeah, whether to leave and how best to stay. As he looked both ways, April turned to May. Saw a house over there and a woman near, a fork in the road, somewhere a career. They had a Ferrari and a motorbike, a brand new harmonica he really liked, and a consciousness of a higher fate loitering around outside his gate. Machines of motion, waves of emotion, the call of the great white Pacific Ocean. And as the prison rolled along with him, he took stock of the prison he was in. You choose what to write like you choose a wife, an alternate version of your own life. Accept all the blessings along with the wrath, veer on and off of each spiritual path. A portfolio measure by measure, walked out the doors of First National Treasure. More than most microscopes able to see how songs glow and grow on a warm TV. When time is a watch as well as a listen, time divides charity into two visions that float like smoke signals to stratospheres, over deserts and plains like ghost pioneers. The cactus called and he got distracted, made paper airplanes out of iron contracts. He missed a cue, thought of something to say that changed at least one universe to this day. Defies perception, confusing the cosmic operators. They said, we need a moment, get back to you later. Cause here was a turn they hadn't expected, the kind of dilemma requires reflection. How do we deal with a half-hearted man who rejects the half we hold in our hands? We're so unimpressed with riches and glory, soothe him to sleep with a bedtime story. What if we get him to paint the Grand Canyon on Pegasus, pulling a covered wagon? Or what if we never fix up all the fuck-ups? When you get dragged down, it's hard to be stuck up. Now that put a stop to the gossip up there, and the sun fell asleep in a favorite chair. Fate of a reader, believes every word heard at the bird feeder. A warbler pushed under, count all the bubbles, and count on a folk singer to stir up trouble. The sun raised an eyelid, bellowed and yawned, stared straight ahead at an infinite dawn. said the news at 11. No sponsor has ever done this before. We'll drop a few crumbs, but then no more. So they dangled the cap just a little bit lower. Mike still didn't notice, so they tilted it over. Outboard a river, its mouth full of answers. Diamonds, sorrow, solid gold dancers. Still all of that was hardly enough to convince old Nez that he wanted the stuff. But he tried yet again to put paper to pen. Held the pick in his hand, counted back from 10. He knew in his heart he would hit it this time. Most metric of meters, the sublimest of rhymes. From belly to throat to tongue he was singing. And it summoned the angels like church bells ringing. He told a long story that was almost too long. Ran out of air as he finished the song. Now that is more like it, he said with a grin. Took a deep breath and he sang it again. Michelangelo Nesmi was back on his game. He stood with a fury for all of his captors on a pedestal made of plastic adapters. At once, but his records for so many millions of years. Till they all melted to black frontiers. They fell from the faces of Buddha and Oz. Riddled the masses and God's applause, and still true believers screaming out his name. Seems Michael Nesmith could not elude fame, so he ate chocolate cookies with backstage idols, Crosby and Hope juggling various Bibles. And there was Davy and Red Rose too, hovering round an horizon so blue. A circle that he was inside, and he dreamt of a circle surrounded by sky. One hand it draws, but the other erases, and a green wool cat set adrift across the outer spaces, all the other outer spaces.
Hey there, this is Scott McCoy of the REM Orchestra and the Minus Five and the Young Fresh Fellows, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, Mighty Good Advice Indeed, on 101.5 UMFM.
About leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the boy that loves you. Something I won't buy. So you lose. I won't let you go. There's nothing to show but more blues. All this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the boy that loves you. One more time, the reason why you must leave. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me. Yeah, tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me.
Listeners of a certain vintage may recognize that one as being from Head by the Monkees. I don't know. Soundtrack film allegedly called Head so that they could, in their next in their next project, put the tagline "From the Men Who Gave You Head," which I think is pretty funny. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I remember reading that story and thinking that's pretty funny. We'll send those out to Mike Nesmith and the Monkees. That one's actually written by Carol King, I think. That's Aaron Ray there as we go along. Beauty there. Before that, Tony Furtado with a cover of Mike Nesmith's classic Some of Shelley's Blues, one that Furtado has recorded a number of times, including on his Cider House Sessions record, live at Reverend Nat's. It's good stuff. And the minus five in there. Forgot to warn you that it was 9 minutes and 16 seconds, but it's a good story. You know, Mike had quite a life. It took 9 minutes and 16 seconds to tell the story. The minus five there from the album Of Monkees and Men, which is also pretty great. Tales of, well, the monkees and stuff. And yeah, good luck to Mike Nesmith. And hey, speaking of legends paying tribute, coming up Thursday night at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, we're paying tribute to John Hack. It's a free show. You got to wear yellow. And all kinds of incredible folks are playing. Who else? Oh, I forgot to tell you. Mariel Buckley is coming back to the Times Changed in January, January 8th. Get your tickets soon. Anyways, coming up Thursday night at the Times Changed, it's going to be a tribute to John Hack. It's going to be a lot of fun, and find something yellow and come on down. Anyways, thanks for being here, everybody. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. Hopefully we'll see you again next week. Take good care of yourselves and others, and you know, have a great week.